Welcome to the Nerdlist, episode 78. I'm John.
And Sean.
Sean, we had something pretty cool happen to us this week, didn't we?
Sure did.
This week, Sean and I went to go see Monday Night Raw in Oklahoma City. And on our way back, going through the McDonald's drive-thru in Norman, Oklahoma, we happened to see four WWE wrestlers inside. I don't know if anybody that listens to the show is very familiar with them, but Mason Ryan, he's relatively new, very huge though. Michael McGillicuddy, his real name is Joe Hennig. It's Kurt Hennig's son, if anyone knows. And David Otunga and Alex Riley. They were all there at McDonald's. And so, Sean, how'd that go down?
I thought that was really cool. And what's really cool about that is the fact that we got McDonald's without my wife knowing. That's what really makes everything awesome. But it was very cool that we got to see him, and I know that we kind of had a talk, and I think very highly of David Otunga. I know that you're kind of eh on him, but I think I really like him.
No, I think he has a future and a lot of potential, but I don't – whenever he's wrestled here lately, he doesn't show any extent of his moves. I mean, there's like very little that he does.
Yeah.
Of course, he doesn't have a whole lot of highlighted time, and that might not be his fault, but there's definitely potential there.
They're kind of doing his law thing now. And you know, you like McGillicuddy, and I'm not too much on him, so it works out.
Well, he couldn't be any slouch of a wrestler with the genes he got from his dad.
Yeah, that's true.
But I thought you were going to make fun of how I threw open the door.
Yeah, that's right. Left the door open, left your drink on the dash, and said, "Give me something to get an autograph." And you took off running around the building. And then you got the picture with him, and you're like, "You want a picture?" I'm like, "No, that's cool. I got the picture." Considering Mason Ryan was born in 1982, so he's actually younger than me. Just kind of, you know, okay.
Yeah, the tongue.
Alex Riley's like 3 months older than me.
Yeah. Is Alex Riley older than you?
I think he was born in like April of 80, and I was born in August, so he's like 3 months older than me.
Oh, okay. Well, now that we've proven that I'm just a little kid, on to the show. And that is our top 10 favorite crappy movies. Movies that are crappy that we just can't help but enjoy. And Sean, I looked back at last week, and I was pretty sure that I went first, but you insisted that you were first. Yeah, you went two times in a row. I checked it.
That's right, because that's how I roll.
Well, I'm going to go first this time, and I didn't have the easiest time coming up with these. I know there's a lot of older movies that I think would definitely fall into this category, but it's been so long since I've seen them. I decided I'd keep them off because I wouldn't have a whole lot to say about them because I don't remember them that well. But I started with my number 10, and a lot of my choices have to deal with nostalgia. I just like it because I remember them from when I was young, but I know they're not that great of movies. And so I'm starting off with number 10, one that I saw in theaters. Good Burger.
Oh, Good Burger. Love me Good Burger.
Home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
That's great.
Strawberry milkshake jacuzzi.
It's been so long since I saw that. That was a good one.
It has Sinbad in it.
Yeah.
It can't be all that bad.
What does he say? What does Sinbad say that we always quote? Sick people! Sick people!
Sick people in this world! Sick people! From Jingle All the Way. No, but this movie, there's not very good acting in it. It's one of the early Nickelodeon movies. And Keenan and Kel. But it's, I think it's hilarious. And a lot of people will watch this movie and automatically say crap. And it is kind of crap. But there's that nostalgia thing for me. I remember watching all that back in the day. And I saw this in theater, so I loved it.
I've watched it several times. Good movie. All right, my number 10 is also a movie that I saw in theaters, starring the greatness of Jean-Claude Van Damme, and that is Universal Soldier. Now, anything with Ivan Drago in it, probably not going to be very good.
Ivan Drago.
Dolph Lundgren or whatever the heck you say, however you say
it. Hey, how about the movie that Ivan Drago was in? Was that not good?
Okay, yeah, true, but did
Rocky
he make the
four?
Well, I guess he kind of did. That was good. I must break you.
Punisher?
Yeah, old school. He-Man?
He-Man, yeah.
That should have been on my list.
key, man. That's so bad. That should have been on the list. I don't remember this movie that well, really. Was it this one or the second one that Goldberg was in?
It was the second one. The first one was like 1993, so that was pre-Goldberg.
Yeah.
He would have been in it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't remember this one too much. Were they on the same team together, or were they
against? They were in Vietnam or something like that, and like Ivan Drago turned on Van Damme. I'm going to call him Ivan Drago. He turned on Van Damme, and they kind of killed each other, and then they brought him back as like these super soldiers, and they're going along, and they end up turning on each other again.
So they're like bionic men, and when they move, do they go, choo, 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 choo?
No. They're just like guys that don't care if they live or die, and they're really hard to kill, so like enhanced.
Mm-hmm.
So good movie. Good flick.
My number 9 is The Three Ninjas. Have you seen this one ever?
God, that movie's horrible.
I know. That's why it's on here. This is one of my favorite movies as a kid growing up. Rocky, Colt, and Tum Tum. The Three Ninjas. Those were their ninja names. And I just love this movie. I wanted it to happen to me. You know, I was about that age of those guys when this thing came out. And I was in Taekwondo growing up. And so I wanted to use my skills. I wanted some idiot kidnappers to come in the house and then whoop them.
I'd just shoot them.
Of course you would.
This is how I roll. Yeah, not a fan of this one. Sorry, brother.
Oh, well, I think you may have been a little older than could have to enjoy it. You know, like, and I remember whenever the grandpa was doing his martial arts stuff, it was clearly a guy with a pillow in his stomach or under his shirt. Like, you could clearly see the pillow.
All right. My number 9 is a movie that just came out, I think, last year. It didn't go to theaters and went like one of those straight-to-release movies, and that is Black Death. Have you ever heard of this movie, John?
Yes. I started to watch it. I couldn't.
You know what? If you just stuck with it, it was actually pretty good.
Well, then you missed the idea of this movie. I mean,
it was terrible, but it actually had a pretty good ending, which made it okay. How's that?
Okay. So the ending redeemed it.
Yes.
I couldn't get to that. Do you know how hard it is for me to turn off a movie? I will sit through just about anything, hoping that I will glean some kind of nugget of learning or movie-making know-how or movie-making don't do this, and I couldn't do it.
All right, well, at the very end, I'm going to go ahead and ruin it for you then. So these guys go to this place that hasn't been affected by the plague yet because they're way out in the middle of the marsh. So this girl's there, and she can bring people back from the dead, apparently, and she's, like, really satanic. Of course, you know, at this time, the church is everything.
Uh-huh.
So they capture these guys, and they're, like, crucifying them and doing all, like, gutting them and all this stuff for them to admit that God is not real. And so two of them just die. So they get Sean Bean up there. And he's fixing to, like, get killed and everything. And they bring the little kid out there or whatever, the little priest they had with him. And he opens his shirt, and he has the plague. And he has pretty much given it to everybody there. It's really cool.
Nice.
And he has a really good death scene, saying he is the vengeance from the Lord. It was cool. Good movie.
Maybe I need to give it another try, because I know the time I started to watch it, I was somewhat distracted. I was over at my parents' house, and my little nephew was running around, and I don't think he wasn't watching. He was just running around downstairs, and I was more interested in hanging out with him and whatnot, so maybe I'll give it another shot.
Well, now you know the ending, so it's not going to be as good, but it was actually, from the last half of the movie, was pretty good. The first half stunk.
All right, then. Well, my number 8 is definitely an awful movie, but I like it because of its source material. It's Mario Brothers.
Oh, goodness. Yep, you definitely got this right. That was awful.
It definitely is bad, but this is like the first movie I ever saw John Leguizamo in as Luigi.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it did annoy me when I first saw this movie, again, because we've talked about it so much. When I think of Mario, I think of Captain Lou Albano from the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. So it's like, well, why didn't they just get him to play it in this movie? It didn't make sense to me. But I got over that, and I learned to enjoy it for what it was. And Coop, I mean, everything was so different from what the video game actually was.
Right.
You know, they had the whole plumber outfits, red and the green and everything. But besides that, Koopa or King Koopa or Bowser was like a human, half like reptile, half human type thing. Yeah. And Yoshi was like, looked kind of like a velociraptor from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, you're not going to sell me on this one. I didn't like this movie.
What about the jump shoes? Remember the jump shoes?
Yeah, that was pretty awful.
This is one thing I really liked from it. They had the bombs, the walking bombs.
Yeah.
They were in that movie. That was cool.
All right.
And all the Koopas had the super tiny heads with the huge bodies.
Yeah. Those were... Okay, you can stop mentioning it to me because now I'm actually remembering it and I don't want to. All right. My number eight is kind of on the same line that you were going, John, and you might be mad at me for even mentioning this is a horrible movie, but I'm going to. My number eight crappy movie is Ninja Turtles 3. John, look in your heart. Tell me that movie was good.
What? I argue with you that it was garbage. You hold that it was somewhat bearable.
Ninja Turtles it was 3, bearable because it was Ninja Turtles, so
Ninja
it was
Turtles
an okay movie.
It's terrible. They didn't even have any of the same voice actors.
Yeah.
And the costumes, how do they get worse? You're getting better technology, and somehow you make crappier costumes?
Oh, I know. It was awful, but it was Ninja Turtles, so it was good.
Oh, I don't know. That's the only reason I ever give that movie a watch is because it's Ninja Turtles. It is definitely crappy. I'll give you that.
They go back in time and Casey Jones is back there and Tatsu's back there.
Yeah, the only good thing I like about that movie is that they brought Casey Jones back.
Yeah, that was very cool.
And the whole, like, the Asian guys that come over into the turtles switch places with.
Yeah.
And back in modern times, and there's some funny stuff with them in modern times. Yeah, but other than that, it's garbage.
Well, it's favorite crappy movie. I like it.
That's true. All right, then. Well, my number seven, Sean, is... Save Every One of Us. Flash.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, God.
Save Every One of Us. Flash Gordon from 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a super cheesy movie, but it's fun. It's a fun movie.
I think this list is pretty bad because I don't think we've agreed on a good bad movie yet.
I know.
I think this movie's horrible.
We agreed on He-Man.
Yeah, but we didn't.
It wasn't on it.
What was your number 10? I think we might have agreed on that one.
Good Burger.
Okay, yeah, we agreed on that one.
Yeah. Flash.
Awful.
I liked all the really shiny outfits that everyone had.
Yeah. I like the mullet.
The mullet?
Yeah, the main character had like almost a mullet.
Flash, yeah, it kind of.
Whatever the heck that hairdo was.
Yeah.
The flowing lion's mane.
But the soundtrack of this movie is awesome, too. It's Queen.
Oh, that makes it better.
Well, it does. It's pretty good music, Sean.
Enough of that. All right, moving on to my number seven, another greatness, a horror movie, John. So, and I think I actually made you watch this at school, Night of the Creeps.
Yeah, yeah. I've been wanting to actually watch the rest of it. Well, a little bit I saw, I enjoyed.
It's awful, but it's cool.
Awful good.
And I like how the main character's like, girls, I got some good news and some bad news. And anytime they say that, you know it's horrible. And then one of the girls is like, what? And the guy's like, the good news is your dates are here. Well, what's the bad news? They're dead. So that was pretty awful. So just cheesy one-liners. You know, typical 80s movies, and the 80s kind of went crazy, you know, with the horror movies. And I think this is one of the ones that got caught up. Could have had a lot more potential. And did you ever see Slither?
Slither? I don't think so. Sounds familiar. But no, I don't think I ever saw that one.
It's kind of a knockoff of it.
I like I said, I haven't seen all this. I've just saw that part, the stuff that you showed me that one time when we were on like our lunch break watching it. But I have an 80s horror movie of my own on here.
Well, very good.
And it definitely falls in the same category, cheesiness all the way. But that's not my number six. My number six, Sean, is Shaolin Soccer.
Have you seen this?
No? It's just what it sounds. It's these Shaolin monks that become soccer players. They're all about kung fu and everything. And so it's a lot of martial arts mixed in with soccer. How can I not like that?
It couldn't sound worse.
They also have a Shaolin basketball one. I think it's called Shaolin Dunk or something like that. I have it on my Netflix queue. I haven't watched it yet. But the soccer one is awesome. It cracks me up. I don't know if it's the pitiful dub job that they've done on it, or because I think I've watched it both ways, with the dub and with the subtitles. I think it's funnier with the dub, though. And normally I prefer those movies with the subtitles, but I don't know, for the sake of this one being even funnier, I like the dub. But yeah, it's good stuff. A lot of martial arts mixed in with soccer playing. And it sounds like a terrible concept, but it's some good stuff.
All right, then. I'm just going to take your word on it.
Take my word on it.
And never watch it. All right, my number six, John. You know what? This is one I think we'll agree on. You might actually think it's a good movie, but I don't you won't because of the science involved in it. That's Twister.
Oh, Twister. Yeah, that was I saw that in the theaters.
I mean, great special effects, horrible acting, makes a good movie.
Yeah, I kind of like this one. It's not one of my top favorite movies or anything, but
Bill Paxton's just terrible. Anything he plays in is horrible, so... Well, not really. Aliens wasn't horrible.
I like one of my favorite parts where they're going across that bridge and the tornado's going in front of them and that cow goes by. And then, moo, another cow! I think that's the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like your choice. I agree with you on that one. My number five, Kung Pao, sticking with the martial arts theme, Sean.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen this?
Yes, a little bit.
Intentionally made to be cheesy and... I remember the first.
It did good at being cheesy, because it was.
Yeah, it did. They took a bunch of scenes from this other martial arts, legitimate old kung fu movie, and intercut scenes of this modern guy, white dude, in there doing the stuff. And it is hilarious. Like, the bad guy, they do the voiceover of them. Call me Betty. He wants his name to be Betty. The bad guy. He's supposed to be tough. Scary. His name's Betty. Yeah. The first time I saw this, hated it. I was like, that is not a very... And then I watched it again. I liked it. And then I watched it again. I loved it.
Oh, my God.
The more I watch it, the better it gets.
Oh, John, what am I going to do with you? It's awful. Oh, now, okay. Well, you definitely have the crap movies down. I don't know if you have favorites down, but you definitely have the craps down. Very good. Oh, man. All right. My number five. Here's one that I think we'll agree on again. Suburban Commando. What do you think?
Good choice.
It is a good choice.
This is another one I've never seen from start to finish all the way.
It's got Hulk Hogan in it.
I know, and I've seen parts of it like all the time, a bunch of it, but I've never seen it from start to finish, though. With Christopher Lloyd.
See, yeah. But, you know, Hulk can't be anything good, I guess.
Mr. Nanny, right?
Yeah, good stuff, though. I found a good one with the cantaloupe. He squeezes the cantaloupe and explodes it. And the lady's like, you got to feel it and squeeze it a little bit and see if it's kind of giving. And he squeezes it and it's like explodes all over. And he's like, I found a good one.
But Hulk is such a good actor.
She
got an Academy Award for that role.
Probably should have.
Yep. My number four is that 80s horror movie that I was telling you about. Do you have any guesses?
No, I have. There's so many of them.
That's true. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
And that's not the one I thought of.
Have you seen this one, though?
Yes, it's very cheesy.
It's so cheesy, but so good. I remember the first time I saw this was at my grandmother's house. We were watching TV, and my grandmother, it's so funny, she was all into it. She was like, oh, this looks like a cute movie. We started watching. And then I've bought it and watched it since then. It's so cheesy fun.
Like, it is. This isn't a bad pick, John. I like this pick.
Good. like my favorite part is when one of the clowns is he shows up at a bus stop and there's all these people waiting at the bus stop and he starts doing shadow puppets. And he's doing, like, ridiculous ones that there's no way a person could do. Like, he does a bunny, and that one looks okay. Maybe he could pull that one off. Then he does, like, an elephant that blows a horn and everything. And you're like, okay, there's no way he can shape his hand like he just did. And they cut back to the people, and the people go, ooh! And then they cut back to the shadow, and it's like George Washington crossing the river with all the people in the boat.
Yeah.
And then they go back one more time, and he turns it into, like, a T-Rex that bends over and the shadow eats him.
Yeah, this was fun. It was a fun movie. So I'll give you that one. But that's all I'll give you.
That's all I need.
That's right. Not bad. Good choice. I didn't think about this one. I enjoyed it. I think I've seen this two or three times. Okie dokie. My number four is a movie starring Michael Biehn. Now, I realize Michael Biehn doesn't do too good on his own. He is more of a supporting actor. This movie is called K2, and you haven't seen it because we've talked about it before. It's the one where he's climbing the mountain.
Yeah.
K2.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's pretty much it. Him climbing the mountain. The whole movie.
That's excellent.
I enjoyed it. I mean, it's got some pretty good graphics in it, and it's cool. So that's really all I have to say about that. I doubt anybody's seen this, but it's pretty good.
What makes it cheesy?
There's no good actors in it besides Biehn. Well, pretty much he gets all the way up the top and his buddy breaks his leg and he has to climb all the way down to get him, to get the stuff to go back up and get him and bring him down.
So he has to climb down and go back up to get him.
Yeah, well, he ends up going half a down and he finds like the other guy that's climbing the mountain too and he's dead and he gets his rope and pretty much has to bring the guy down from the top of the mountain.
Well, alrighty then.
Yeah.
My number three then, Sean, I know you've heard of this one. It's a 60s Batman movie.
How can you say that's cheesy?
Are you serious?
It's awesome.
I know it's awesome. That's why it's my number three.
Okay.
But it's clearly cheesy. That the 60s Batman TV show was cheesy.
No, it's not. I watch it every night, except for Wednesday nights because I'm doing this.
But it's still cheesy, and I watch it all the time. I love the 60s Batman series. No, Batman, Sean.
That's true.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
A key example of the cheesiness of this is when he has the bomb and he's running looking for a place to get rid of it.
Yeah.
He goes up, he looks over the, like in this area of water and there's some ducks going by, so he doesn't throw it there. Then he goes to another place or like people in a boat or in a rowboat, so he doesn't throw it there. He's running all over the place looking for a place to get rid of this bomb.
I like how they're strapped to the buoy.
Yeah.
And the dolphin gets in the way or takes the bomb for him. Wow.
There's nothing not cheesy about this movie, Sean.
Okay, I'm confused.
He's talking about the shark spray?
Yeah. This came out before the series, right?
I don't think so.
I think it did.
Nah.
I'll have to look this up.
Didn't this come out in like 69?
It might have.
67 or 69, somewhere around there.
Well, the series started in 66.
Okay. Yeah, so it was after the series then.
All right, I'm going to look this up. It says 1966.
Oh, for the movie?
Yeah, I wonder if it wasn't right before the series started.
Well, maybe.
I don't know, who knows? Who cares, really? Well, I mean, you see, the reason I say that is in 66, that was the first season, and you had the hot girl as Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, I forgot her name.
Julie Newmar.
And Lee Merriweather was the Catwoman in this, so it was a different Catwoman. That's what throws me off. October 5th, 1966, so it had to be like right dead smack in the middle of the first season.
Hey, Catwoman in this movie was dang hot, too.
Oh, she's dang hot. Eartha Kitt's hot.
I know, they all are.
But nobody has anything on Julie Newmar. She should have been my number one when we talked about girls that were hot. She should have, because every time I see her on Batman, I'm just like mesmerized. She had got some curves, boy. Golly. She's perfect. There, I said it.
Another example of the cheesiness.
Yeah.
All right. What's your number three, then?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was still stuck on Batman. My number three, here you go, John. Ready to Rumble.
Ready to Rumble. I still have not seen that one yet.
Oh, that's like all the WCW guys are in it.
I know. I have that on my Netflix queue, too. It's like ready to be watched.
It's good. The prime example of why this movie's so good is that they drive a truck full of crap. Like, they go over there, like, they, like, empty outhouses and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they've got this big old thing full of crap, and they're all upset because their wrestler lost, which is, you know, you. And he was supposed to win, but they end up, like, making him lose on purpose. DDP does. Anyway, so they wreck the crap truck, and they get out of the truck, and there's crap everywhere, and they're covered with crap, and all of a sudden, this semi-truck, who this guy falls asleep, he runs through it, and he's carrying toilet paper. So just the irony of that makes it awesome. It's terrible. But it's got Saturn in it, DDP, Sting, Goldberg. They're all in it.
Yeah, I need to watch this.
You do. It was good.
Isn't Mick Foley in it, too?
I don't think so.
And so it's just WCW guys?
Pretty sure this was just WCW guys. In fact, they brought David Arquette to WCW right after the movie.
Yeah, that's when that was towards WCW's downward spiral.
And he was a champion.
I know.
That was awful.
Yep.
Thanks, Kevin Nash.
All right, then. My number two, Van Helsing. What do you think about this?
See, I didn't think this was a crappy movie. I thought this was a good movie.
Oh, this movie is all kinds of cheesy. This is right up there. You need to rewatch this one. It'll be right up there with G.I. Joe.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It is not a good movie. It is a very enjoyable movie because I like all the classic horror characters of Dracula and Frankenstein. Of course, they got kind of a new take on them and everything. This is another one I may have forgot. I can't remember my actresses list. But if I didn't have this one on there, then something was wrong. The girl in there, why can't I think of her name right?
Kate?
Yes, Kate.
Beckinsale.
Gorgeous. There you go.
Good stuff. Yeah, I enjoyed this movie. I thought it was really cool. I liked the special effects of it, and the repeating crossbow and all that stuff. Now, I would have given you credit if you said Brothers Grimm. That was awful to me.
Yeah, I only saw Brothers Grimm once, and it was a long time ago. Now, I don't think I really like that one a whole lot. But this one I liked, but I can recognize that it was not the greatest movie.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's okay. Okay. I'll give you that one. If you think it's crap, it was definitely a good movie. So that would fit in there perfectly. All right. My number two, then. I don't think you've seen this one, John. Have you seen End of Days?
No.
With Schwarzenegger? The End of the World, where he's fighting like the devil?
No, I haven't. I remember seeing previews when that was coming out. I remember it being in the theater, though.
It was awful, but it was good. I mean, Schwarzenegger in itself, pretty much every one of his movies could be on this list. This one more than most.
It was another one of his movies that I was planning on putting on my list, but I saw that one of the Nerdites put it on theirs, so I left it off.
Which one?
Well, I'll say it when we get to that.
All right.
But no, I haven't seen this one, but it's worth checking out, obviously, because you enjoy it.
Yep.
What is cheesy about this? Is it like the special effects? Is it just Arnold's acting?
Well, Gabriel Byrne, who I don't think is a very good actor, is the devil. And, I don't know. It's just pretty bad.
What else is Gabriel Byrne in? I don't know.
He was in The Usual Suspects.
Never saw that.
Oh, that's greatness. I don't even remember. He's in another movie, but I'm not going to say what movie it is because I don't want to incriminate myself.
Apparently, that's going to be your number one.
No, it's not going to be my number one. I just don't want you to know that I've seen it.
Huh. I'm going to have to look up his movies now. My number one, then, Sean, is Street Fighter.
Street Fighter. There you go.
Clearly an awful movie. Clearly an awful movie. But I love it because it's Street Fighter. And I was so into Street Fighter at this time that it just made my day when I found out that the Street Fighter movie was coming out. I didn't agree with the casting of Van Damme, but I was willing to put that aside because at the time he was a pretty good martial artist.
Yeah.
But it didn't make sense to me, him being the all-American Guile, when he's clearly not American. But other than that, I found this movie to be quite enjoyable. And whoever, I can't remember the guy's name, but whoever played Bison.
Yeah.
He had a great voice for it.
He did. He died not too long after that.
Yeah, I think he died right after the movie. Yep. And the guy who played DJ was the guy you were talking about in that Friday the 13th movie. Part 6?
Yeah.
Who also did Juana Man?
I don't know that one.
Juana Man, where the basketball player that he gets kicked out of the NBA, so he dresses up like a girl and joins the WNBA.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that guy.
Now, I did like this movie, though. This was good. It's a good movie. I thought they really kind of crapped on Vega.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the Bianca or whatever? Blanca?
Blanca, yeah. Blanca was pretty sorry. He looked stupid.
Yeah, he looked pretty bad. The guy who played Zangief. I love that guy.
Yeah, Zangief was like a perfect casting.
Zangief, whatever the heck
his
name is.
He looked just like him.
Yeah, that was awesome. I like that guy. He's cool. I like how they were like wrestling on the set of the fake movie. Yeah. And it looks like Godzilla.
Yeah. It was Balrog and...
Yeah.
And yeah, Zangief. He was good too. Chun-Li, I think they could have got a hotter Chun-Li.
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue as Cammy, I think, was pretty good.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad. Good crappy movie. Perfect. Good number one. Not as good as my number one, but a good number one. I think you know what my number one is, John.
Do I?
We talked about it on the way to Oklahoma City. I don't think I'm going to get your approval on this one. I think you're going to say this was a good movie. I'm going to say it was a good crap movie because the actors in it were awful. And that is RoboCop.
Drop it.
Yes, that's pretty bad. You got to admit that. Special effects were good for its time, and overall, not a bad movie, but it was just crap.
I don't know. I can't agree with this first one. I thought the first one was really good, but the second one, I could agree with you. With the third one, I could agree with you.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's one part of this movie, because this movie was filmed in Houston.
Uh-huh.
And I heard there's one part where you actually see the Houston sign in the movie. It is supposed to be Detroit, so that's pretty awful.
Well, if you heard and you didn't notice, well, then what's the big deal?
Well, this is a very low budget movie too. I mean, I don't know. I do like when the dude dies when he gets all the crap all over him and he's like, "Hit me!" And he gets ran over and blood goes all over. His head goes rolling off. That would not happen. The dude exploded when they hit him, John. Come on!
Did you see what the guy who was RoboCop went through to become RoboCop? There's no way he would have made it.
No kidding.
I don't care what kind of technology you have. That guy's not surviving.
Yeah, I shot him in the head and blew his hand off, and they were all just like mowing him down.
Yeah, there's no way that fool's surviving.
Yeah, no kidding. They punctured every vital organ he had. Yeah, that was good. But that's crap. It was good.
I think they even punctured vital organs he didn't have.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know how they didn't, like, shoot into the concrete, how they didn't ricochet and hit themselves.
Through the holes in his body.
Exactly.
That was gruesome. That was a gruesome.
Talking like shotguns to the chest. There's nothing left.
Nope. All right, then. Honorable mentions. I can't even say that word.
Yeah.
You want me to go, or you go?
Well, I always go first on honorable mentions, so I'll let you go. Cobra. Stallone.
Uh-huh. I agree with that one.
Mighty Ducks.
I don't know if that's cheesy. I like that.
Emilio Estevez is in it. It's cheesy. All right. Heavyweights.
I like that.
Get on the scale. Get off the scale. Critters.
Critters. Yeah. Okay.
They Live with Roddy Piper.
Never seen that one.
The Best of the Best.
Don't think I've seen that.
Martial arts movie. Deep Blue Sea.
Okay, yeah, I thought about that one.
Yep.
Did you get the Mako sharks that are like this bigger than great whites? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on now. Those aren't Makos.
Yeah. 7 Years in Tibet with Brad Pitt.
Never saw that one.
And hasn't came out yet, but I'm going to go ahead and put it on the list. G.I. Joe 2, if The Rock's in it.
You just know it's going to be bad.
Yeah, but you know, The Rock's awesome, so you know you'll go see it just because of him and because it's G.I. Joe.
Well, then for my honorable mentions, I'm not going to say ones that other people have on their list because I might get to those. Superman 3 and 4, Barbarella, and I... What?
Yes, there you go.
She's hot.
Yes.
So hot. And I put Oscar on here, and I would have definitely had this as in my top 10, but it was my number one for comedies, I think. It was like high right. up there. It was either one or two for my comedies. I love Oscar, but I know nobody seems to like it.
I like it all right.
And then ones that I definitely would have had on my list, but these had to be ones that we thought had some kind of redeeming quality. And so those are the prequels, the Star Wars prequels.
Hey, redeeming quality, Liam Neeson. There you go.
Yeah.
Double-edged lightsaber.
And King Kong Escapes. A Japanese-made King Kong movie. That I have, by the way. All right, then. Lists that have been sent in by the Nerdites. You're taking, as always, thenerdlist.com.
Sig Semper Tyrannosaurus says, number 10, Manos, the Hands of Fate. I don't know what this is. Only the MST3K version is watchable without clawing your own eyes out. Number 9, Joe Dirt. That's a good one. Number 8, Return of the Living Dead. Fake sequel to the Romero film. Number 7, Dead Alive. Possibly the goriest zombie movie ever. That was a gory movie. Number 6, Face Off. What's better than the over-the-top action film with two guys trying to out-crazy each other? That was good. I really like that movie.
I like Face Off. Yeah. I haven't seen it in forever, though.
Number 5, Gorgo, the British Godzilla. Number 4, Conan the Barbarian.
So that was the one.
I don't know if this would be a crappy movie, John.
Oh, my gosh. Those movies are so lame. So lame. But I can't help but like it because it's Conan.
Yeah, I would give you the Destroyer, but I really like Conan the Barbarian.
Conan the Destroyer? Or even Bill Chamberlain. Come on, man.
Yeah, it was awful. Number 3, UHF, the Weird Al Yankovic movie co-starring Kramer and the Nanny. I haven't seen this one. Number 2, any Godzilla movie. I had the first 22 on VHS when I was a kid. The ones from the 70s are especially terrible. Number 2, which I had on my list, is Tremors with Kevin Bacon, giant worms, and lots of guns. Amen. And Reba McEntire.
This is my turn?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go on those. Going on with some of the ones that he said, Return of the Living Dead, I remember seeing that. That one is – that's pretty crazy. And that – 80s all the way. You can watch that movie and not have ever heard of it and know anything. You can very quickly place that in the 80s. And, the Godzilla movies? Definitely. I will agree with him on the Godzilla movies. I can't help but love those just because they're Godzilla, but they are all very bad. One in particular, Godzilla Returns or Godzilla's Revenge, The Revenge of Godzilla. I remember it's about a little kid and he, can imagine himself on Monster Island, and he like becomes friends with Godzilla's son. It's very cheesy.
Yeah.
But I used to love that one as a kid. Okay, well, apparently we don't have any on Facebook, so I thought we did. But I know we do have one in our email account, and that was sent in by Kate Woolsey. Haven't heard from her. She actually sent in a list last week for the websites.
Mm-hmm.
Just sent it in after we had already recorded. But her top 10 bad movies list is number 10, Mystery Men. I definitely agree with that one.
All right.
And I kept it off because I had it on my comedy movie list. Number 9, Scary Movie 3. Number 8, Jason X. I definitely agree with that one. Mm-hmm. Number 7, Reefer Madness. I've never heard of that one. Number 6, Hobgoblins. I've never heard of that one either. Number 5, Spice World. Hooray for Baby and Ginger Spice.
Oh, yeah.
Number 4, Meet the Feebles. I've never heard of that one either. And there's that one that you, Jason Birchfield had on his. Number 3, Manos, the Hands of Fate. And number 2, The Gate. And number 1, Dead Alive. I've not seen this Dead Alive that apparently is super gory.
It's good.
I need to see this.
It's on Netflix.
Because it's on two people's lists. Is that the...
No, it wasn't on mine.
No, I'm thinking Dead Snow. I haven't seen that one either. But that is it for lists that sent in. We only had two this week. So that will bring us to what can be done for the show and where you can find us. Sean?
Well, if you're listening to us, then you can find us on thenerdlist.com, John.
Really?
And you probably already found us.
That's true. If they're listening, they probably already found us.
That's true. So they probably don't need this information. But if they don't, they could call us at 901-466-6865.
You can also find us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can also email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com.
Yes.
And we love iTunes reviews.
Or you can call John on a cell phone at...
Thanks, Sean. Oh,
that'd be good.
Thanks, Sean. Oh, editing. What a wonderful thing. And I haven't really thought about next week, Sean. Have you?
I haven't either. Let's brainstorm for a moment.
Let's.
Ooh, Halloween. It's our Halloween episode next week.
Is it?
Yeah. Because that'll come out on the 15th. That'll give us a good 2 weeks before Halloween starts. Get everybody in the mood.
But 2 weeks before, we wouldn't do it like on the, come out on the 20, what would that be? 27th.
Well, 27th. Today's the 12th, so that would be the 19th. I'm just saying that would give people ample time to listen to it. And that way they wouldn't, if they were a little behind, they wouldn't be listening to it, you know, after Halloween.
Okay. So what was the other thing that I suggested? We do the sexy costumes.
Guys and girls costumes.
Okay.
Do 10 of each.
Okay. Okay. We'll do, so 10 of what we think are sexy costumes.
Of guys. Of girls. Whoa. That was on purpose.
Yeah, right.
But you're not going to put that on purpose on there, are you?
Blooper. All right, Sean. So next week you want to go ahead and do our Halloween list.
Halloween.
Yes. Okay. And you suggested we do top 10 favorite or top 10 sexiest costumes of the opposite gender.
Yes.
And I think since that one's not going to take too long to do, we should also do top 10 costumes that we would like or that we've done or that we want to do for ourselves. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Costumes we enjoy on others, plus costumes that we would like to wear. So, 2 10 lists, if we can do that. And that's it for this week. We'll see you next time with your top 10 list.
Thank you for joining us on The Nerd List. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your top 10 list, you can find us at thenerdlist.com, email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for The Nerd List has been provided by Steven Juergen.